Call our work session to order at 6 o'clock tonight. It's not on the work session, but I was just talking to Tony about road race stuff. So there's a form, apparently, which is on his computer. Can we get into that?
Sure.
Okay. So maybe tomorrow we'll look, see if we can find a road race form.
Okay.
On there?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, we'll start off with the Parks and Rec position. I'll let you, Mr. Girasi, take it over.
Okay, so in front of you are several things. One is a job description. I'll go over all of this in detail. Number two is something called FLSA exempt and non-exempt defined, and we'll talk about that. And then there's a listing of job titles that throughout Onondaga County. So what our job is, as I see it, is first review in as much detail as you want the job description. This came from a collaborative effort between me, Beth Mortis, who is our adjunct at the department, Onondaga County Personnel Department, and Carl Hummel, who is the commissioner or acting commissioner of the Personnel Department. He'll be appointed pretty soon. And I just want to say that those two individuals were terrific. What we've created is a title that melded a bunch of titles that I was familiar with that Beth suggested we do. One of them was the Commissioner of Onondaga County Parks. Another one was the Director of Recreation. Park Superintendent 3 position, which is one of the titles the County Parks Department uses. But it was good because it combined a lot of administrative budgeting type things as well as in the field experience that you want. I think we want this person to have. So that's one order of business. The second order of business is to agree or not agree, but what Carl and Beth are saying is that this is most definitely a management confidential position. And that's a class of positions that every municipality gets to declare whether it's a management confidential or potentially a union position. There's no question that this is management confidential the way we've written the draft. Carl says you'd have to write a different job description if you didn't want it to be management confidential, because all of the duties and responsibilities in the description make it a management confidential. And by comparison, except for maybe Van Buren, which is an anomaly, most of the towns, if not all the towns, and certainly Onondaga County, not only their commissioner job titles, but all their second tier and third tier positions are management confidential, such as park superintendents 1, 2, and 3 in county parks. And all the titles that I gave you can refer to it really quickly that I got from the town of DeWitt. The third thing, it kind of goes along with management confidential, but what I'm recommending we consider is making this a salary position, which means it's FLSA exempt. FLSA means if you're not exempt, you're bound by the Fair Labor Standards Act of the federal government, which means if you work over, how many hours a week do our people work? 40?
35.
If you work, that would be the assigned hours to this position on paper. And if you're not exempt, anything over 35, you earn it time and a half, either overtime or comp time. We wouldn't have to do that if you make this an exempt position. Again, most of the positions that I'm familiar with that are management confidential that worked up in county parks were all exempt. So basically, it's a salary position. You're going to work over 35 hours. You can earn comp time, but you earn it as straight time. And
well, that's actually up to us.
Yeah, I mean,
you don't necessarily earn it.
Yeah. Right.
If we decide,
up to us. And you know, that's kind of secondary or tertiary. A third, we can decide that. I mean, we'll decide that. So, but I'm recommending we make it exempt. And then the fourth thing, perhaps as important as anything else, is to decide on a salary. So that sheet in front of you, is a couple of three things. One, the big DeWitt thing. It's just coincidental that Megan from Megan Ball from the town of DeWitt did a salary study, not across the board, but most of the towns that are similar to the town of Lysander, And, you know, there's the range, starting from the town of Onondaga, going at 51 all the way up to Onondaga County at a high number of 83. And then the second and third page is just to give, I put a little highlight next to grades 31, 33, and 34, and 37, just by comparison. 37 is the commissioner of parks, but 31 is the park superintendent 1, 33 is the park superintendent 2, 34 is park superintendent 3. So you can see what those salaries look like. And then the last page is just to show you that, you know, park superintendent 1 is a grade 31 in Onondaga County, park superintendent 2 is 33, and park superintendent 3 is 34. So, talking, I said a lot of things, maybe you got some questions, but I think our goal should be to decide if any and all of what I said is what we want. We can then put this on the agenda for even tonight to create this position, or if you want to, whoa, let's wait a second, put it off for a couple of weeks to the next meeting. But as soon as we adopt it, even if there's any questions about whether it's going to be non-competitive or competitive, that's a New York State decision, which we'll get in about 3 years, according to Beth and Carl. It takes that long for the state. So we can approach this as a non-competitive job, which means that it won't be a tested job, and I would recommend that. It would be an appointed position based on the minimum quals, which are on the last page. They're pretty rigorous, but based on those minimum quals, we appoint using them, but you don't have to wait for the person to take, pass, and be reachable on a civil service test. And the beauty of that is just what I just said. We can hire the best out of the lot and not have to worry about them ultimately taking a test. And we don't have a residency requirement in this town, correct? Because I hope we don't. Because we ought to be able to hire anybody that comes through our door. And I think we don't have one.
I don't believe we do in general. I think we created two administrations ago, I believe, created a residency requirement for a specific position.
Yeah, I'm sure we don't have one for this, and I would recommend we don't go down that road as well. Because even if you don't have a requirement, you can do a residency preference, but then you're locked into that for that position. You don't want to do that. You know, because I know for a fact right now that some of these people that I don't even know, they're already calling me and saying, you know, if you've got a job opening, I would be interested. So we're not going to, I don't think we're going to have trouble finding quality people within Onondaga County, but I think what I've laid out for you is an opportunity for us to pick and choose who we want, get the right person into the job, and treat it as a management position, which it should be.
I think we do have a residency preference resolution on the books.
Well, we should check that. I mean, Carl explained that to me was that you do it per position at the time, and it's only related to that particular position at that time. So this is a brand new title, so we do not have a preference for this title.
Well, you can always give town residents preference, always.
But once you do that, you're locked into it. Meaning you're locked into it for that position, Bob, the way Carl explained that to me. And it's kind of an interesting thing.
Okay, I wasn't familiar with that.
But that's down. We can actually work on that. We don't have to decide whether it's that tonight, if we're going to vote on this tonight or in 2 weeks. I would recommend it, unless it's what Al is saying, it's not on the books. Don't go down that road.
I believe that, at least for the code enforcement officer position, it is on the books for that position.
Yeah, but it's per position, Roman. It's not general. I hope it's not general in this town.
I think it might be general. I'll grab a call.
All right, we'll take a look.
So my question is these salaries right here, you have town of Onondaga, town of DeWitt, North Syracuse. How many parks do they have?
I don't know the answer to that. Some of them have...
Village of North Syracuse, 7. Town of DeWitt, they have multiple. They probably have 4. Town of Manlius has more than 1. Town of Camillus, I think, has 4. Town of Cicero has 4. Onondaga County, obviously, they have multiple. So all of these towns, I believe, have multiple
But if you look at, the reason I threw the county payroll sheet in there is if you look at Park Superintendent 1 at a grade 31, they only run one park, something like the Hatchery or Cemeteries or Janesville Beach.
Okay.
So, and again, my perspective on this, obviously I've got not maybe not so much a bias, but a kind of a frame of reference about where this position could ultimately go. Number one, we're going to get what you pay. You get what you pay for in this world. Number one. Number two, I'm hoping we're thinking out of the box a little bit here. That whoever we hire, you do not have to micromanage in any shape or form. You know, they just run the department and hopefully stay out of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, we're thinking expansively that if we hire the right person with that right imaginative mind, you know, come the day that we want to talk to the village of Baldwinsville or even Van Buren, we'll have the right person in terms of being able to understand the scope of that size. And we can do that, you know, we can do that with the right person. So I'm recommending you guys consider, or we consider, somewhere between the 50 and the 55K range for this position.
Okay. I think we should put it into context of what people are making now and what their starting pays are and things like that, because
sure.
We have, you know, we're in negotiations now, so I got a pretty fair idea of where we're going with it. So I don't think that's necessarily out of the range, what you proposed, but
okay.
I think we should take a look at that and consider that before we come up with a number. But you're right, I agree with that.
We don't need to come up with a number to create the position.
Well, no, but, and I don't know if it serves us well to create the, let's say we wanted to create the position tonight.
Yeah. You want to put a number on it.
Yeah, put a number
no,
on
it. No, I agree.
And that
I,
way,
I agree with that.
Starting
I mean,
literally the next day, and I'm willing to continue to work on this, the next thing I would do is post this job at the Central New York Rec and Park Society, which is all of Central New York, as well as the New York State Rec and Park Society, which is all of New York State. So you post it on their website, and we will get applications. But you do that as soon as you decide that it's a, this is the position, this is the job description, this is the salary, and it's management confidential, and boom, we have a job that.
Now the commissioner personnel, he said that we can make it management confidential. It's up to us.
Yes, but there's no but, except I can't think of another word to use. In addition to us making it, that's the protocol. County personnel is saying, Bob, what you and Beth and I, this is Carl talking, have
mm-hmm.
written is a management confidential job. So the minute, as we say it, there's not going to be any pushback from Onondaga County or the state.
Is there any way we could get, do we have that in writing?
I don't think
you don't need it in writing.
Yeah, they're in charge of civil service
right,
for this.
So I guess what I'm saying
But it's our decision, Roman. We decide.
No, actually, I think Tony, if depending on the title of it, would have to fall under the union that they're doing, because right?
We don't have a classification in the union of management confidential.
Okay.
The way Carl explained that to me, this is a brand new position, which it is. It doesn't exist anywhere. This is going to be created,
yeah.
And nobody has any dibs on it. It's our position.
Good.
So the union has no claim. Any union would have no claim on this.
So we define the parameters.
Correct.
Of this position.
I don't know if I'm ready to do it tonight, but I think, you know, I don't want to sit on it because there's plenty of things like the road race, right? You know, that I would be happy to give that to somebody.
I don't want to answer those field space questions.
Right, field space. I mean, there's plenty of stuff to do, but I think. You know, we should look in the context of, you know, there were a couple other things, like when I was talking about the maintenance of the thing, you know, I'd like to consider that, you know, I mean, do we, like you suggested putting the highway superintendent in let's try it out for a while, see how that works. And I agree with that. That's a good idea. I ran it by the highway superintendent for just the maintenance. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, any of the park personnel now would stay parks personnel. The only difference would be is that when they need additional maintenance, they could call.
Absolutely.
They could call the superintendent, and he would go over there. And with he's already got a secretary over there. So if we put her in a position where she's answering the phones for the parks and the highway,
that's fantastic.
You expand their duties.
Absolutely. So what you do, though, Bob, is this. So you hire the let's just make this up. You hire the person, and this is what you say to the person, he or she. You're in charge of the parks. We're going to back you on this one, but one of your first jobs is to sit down with the highway superintendent,
yeah,
who's offered to help do the maintenance,
right,
of your parks, do some secretarial work for you.
Yeah.
But as a manager, go do it. And then,
yeah,
and that's what,
yeah,
you say to them. And then, because if you two can work that out, because we don't want to hire any more people to do if there's already personnel,
right, right,
on staff in this,
right,
case in the highway department. But that's your job, Joe or Mary. So,
is there a job description in here, or that's what you?
No, that's what you have. You have the job description.
Where is
it? Here it is.
It's called.
Look at it.
Oh.
Director of Parks and,
oh,
Recreation.
Is this?
And,
no, I didn't have.
Oh, and the word ignored at the top. The word competitive. Beth said that that's the way Onondaga County. We wrote it, and then she churned it out of her word processing.
Even though it's management confidential, it's not competitive.
No. Management confidential can be competitive or non-competitive. So, for example, the Nature Center superintendent,
mm-hmm,
is a management confidential, Beaver Lake, management confidential job. She had to take a test and to be reached.
I see.
Well, what Beth and Carl are saying is, don't go down that road. You know, ask the state to make it non-competitive.
Right.
They may turn around 3 years from now and say, sorry, still got to take a test. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
But it's still management confidential.
Yeah.
But it'll take that long for the state, they said, based on their track record.
Again, because we invented the position.
Yes.
Then,
yes,
we apply for it to be non-competitive.
Yeah. And then if it's not, if they say, it's going to be competitive, then they have to come up with the test. And then it's, 4 years from now, this person that's been provisional the whole time has to be provisional until such time as they can be made permanent, either by passing a test and being reachable, or the state says, you're right.
Yeah, we'll make it competitive.
It's non-competitive.
I just haven't, he probably sent it to me. I just haven't had time to look at it.
You
sent that through an email, right?
Correct.
You
all got it on.
I don't know.
I sent this, the job description.
Yeah.
What I didn't send is the handout today, which,
right,
is the salaries and the.
How about we do this? I like it. I mean, we can do whatever we want, but I'd like to, talk about it a little bit more, look at it.
Absolutely.
Because I haven't had a chance because of other things,
yep,
to look at this, and then we can act on it next. Next meeting?
Yeah,
absolutely.
I'm good.
Yeah, I'd like to get it done.
And
I like to get it done.
No,
I wish we could get it done today.
Yeah.
I just, I mean,
snow's
if, and if,
melt, Jeff.
Listen,
yeah.
I'm only one person. If you think that, if the rest of you think are comfortable with this, because like I said, I've been doing other things and I haven't been able to get to it. If the rest of you are comfortable with it, I'm okay with that too. So whatever you want to do.
I myself would like some time to put a number on it, how to come up with a number on it. That's my only thing. That's my hesitation right now. Other than that, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
and I think
we're
we can get that
together,
done by
right?
next meeting, so
yeah,
that way the sooner the better.
So
right?
Put it on for next meeting, and in the meantime, we can have some conversations about.
Thank you, Bob, for putting this together.
Well,
appreciate it.
You know, it's fun. I mean, because this is such a golden opportunity to. Chart the course, for the next several decades.
And set us up for, in case we do want to do the park district.
And it was good talking to some of these folks that I haven't spoken to in 10 years, and just, what do you think? What would you do about this? It was interesting talking to them and say, oh, man, you're on the right track here. So, So, okay. So, I guess all I would suggest is, if you got any questions, don't hesitate to call me. I'm home. Just call me.
And since we're still on parks, you know, I did meet last Thursday with BISA, BYL, and Pop Warner, and they all agreed on field space, so they'll be able to use
everybody does.
Everyone, absolutely.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so both spring and fall.
And our town clerk has taken reservations for the pavilions, so. So we'll just hand those up.
And we'll get the application for the road race. We'll get
look at the application.
Well, their numbers are going to be down. BISA says they do about 700 cars. You know?
700 what?
Cars on a Saturday or Sunday.
Cars.
Cars.
What's that?
Like for an event going through McLemore for parking.
Oh.
But they're going to, we all agreed they're going to space out their events, right? Mm-hmm. So one's
going to do like a 20 minute break.
They're going to bring, they may do days. They're going to do it by days too.
Okay.
Yeah. So we all had it together. So not all three of them are there at once by any means. They're going to break out the time slots.
Well, I was just thinking even between games for yeah. soccer.
But their enrollment down too is down. We're going to be down from the previous yeah. because of COVID. So they're looking around 300, but okay. at the peak is 700.
I was just thinking.
And they rented space too at Jones Road to help alleviate some of that traffic. So
well, I'm just thinking what the our in and out situation yeah, would be yeah. if you had back to back games with different age groups or whatever.
Yeah.
I, that could be a,
you know,
a struggle.
Yeah, that's
we'll
the way
figure
it goes.
Out.
You're gonna
yeah.
have to.
But yeah, no, we're
gonna have to figure it out.
We broke it out by days of the week, the times, practices versus games. So none of the games fall on the same day, which is a beautiful thing.
I have to say this, Jeff. Having worked with those groups in the past, I'm amazed. You did a good job.
You. Thank you. It was difficult, but we got it done. We all came together as a community,
that's
which
great.
Was great. You know.
While we're talking about that, where are we, Al? Where are we with the the grant for the house? I think that's moving along, right?
Yeah, everything seems to be moving along. We sent a response back to the environmental coordinator for SEAKER.
Yep.
That you know this is an exempt type 2 action under SEAKER because it's acquisition mm-hmm. of parkland less than 25 acres. She didn't seem to have any further questions. Typically, we see a grant disbursement agreement shortly after they get through environmental review, you know, within 60 days.
And then
historically has been.
And then we can use that to demolish the house.
Yeah, it's purely reimbursement for purchase.
Yeah. Oh, for the purchase. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So they'll give us the 50, and we can do whatever we want with it.
Correct. And
okay.
we have, I talked to Dave today actually about this. He said we have a little over 35 in field of parklands right now.
Okay.
35,000. So.
So if we get the 50, so we got
we have plenty to demo with, plenty yeah, with to the, deal with the asbestos abatement that we have to do.
We're probably
we get, well, what's left? We gotta work with Jerry or
right.
our contractor to get
right.
some drainage done and get some grading.
Well, that's why I'm looking at having Jerry take over the maintenance. That way. In the summertime or before in the springtime when they're typically slow with work, maybe we can get the highway people over there and do some of that work for us.
Yeah, I mean, we've got to strip topsoil,
yeah.
we got to strip topsoil,
right.
we got to
right.
do grading, we got to do drainage, we got to, you know, regrade, replace topsoil.
How much more fill are we going to need in there, you think? It looks pretty full. A lot more than I thought.
I think you're going to be surprised at what those elevation changes are, actually, where that low spot
yep.
is.
Yep.
Is, I would guess that low spot eats up every bit of that fill that we have there.
Well, couldn't we use some of the disturbed soil from Hankel and Church Road?
Potentially. I don't know what the grading on that site's going to be.
Yeah.
It's
got to be something, though, right? I
oh, yeah,
think.
But it may be one of those situations where they have to, because of the soil, they have to balance their cup fills by pushing soil from one end of the site to the other end of the soil site.
Right. Well, we'll see.
Yeah,
but, I mean, maybe that's an option, because that's so big, we wouldn't need a lot from that.
If you have a bit of fall from one end
right.
to the other, what they'll do is they'll cut one end of the site down and push it down into the low end of the other end of the site
right.
to get a flat pad to build that
right.
building. So you're... If they've got fill to give away, for sure we'll put our hand up and say, hey, we got a dump
yeah.
site for you. Just a matter of are they going to be able to balance the cuts and fills on the site.
Once that thing's approved by the planning board, then I'll reach out to them and tell them, look, you know, we're in need of some fill. So if you have any that you are going to get rid of, then you can bring it right down the road.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
And that's all good stuff.
A site like that is actually fairly, surprisingly enough, a site like that is actually fairly easy to build with the balance cut fills on.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not any extreme grades, it's all gradual slope,
right.
So you just pick your midpoint and push from one end of the site to the other end of the site. And,
but they may still be able to give us a few truckloads.
Oh,
of,
yeah, absolutely.
You know, I mean, that's a big site. So.
I was going to say, if nothing else, they're going to have excess topsoil, for sure.
That's what I'm talking about.
I mean, even if it's just topsoil that we can use for top dressing, I mean, the one nice thing about that site is, at least any place else we've dug in the park, 14, 15 inches of topsoil across that whole field. I would guess that Nosebridge property is the same. So we should have plenty of topsoil to reclaim for topsoil in that field when we get the whole thing done. It's just a matter of stripping it off with a dozer and stockpiling it so we can use it.
And then as you pull in on the left-hand side, kind of grade in that area a little too, since we're grading. Then do the drainage in the back.
It's just going to, I mean, it's going to eat up more fill than you think.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, that depression is, you know, you got a depression that's essentially 4 acres that's down, compared to Spence Field, down 3 or 4 feet across at least 3 feet across the entire property. It's going to eat up
That's a lot of fill
fast.
Oh, my gosh,
Well, like I said, I mean, that building's going to take up a lot of space, so I mean...
Oh, yeah.
You know, they could get... I mean, they got a lot of... They have a lot of soil over there, so...
Yeah.
We'll see. Maybe...
Like I said, typically a site like that's fairly easy to balance your cut and fills, but we'll see what they come up with.
Right.
It's a heck of a lot easier to balance your cuts and fills than it is to truck it off-site from a developer perspective.
Yeah, well, I see you have the code out, just out of curiosity.
Well, we'll truck it for them. I mean, that's not a problem.
Yeah.
I mean,
It refers back to the employee handbook. I can go get the employee handbook.
I was just curious to see if you saw anything.
The personnel policy just refers back to the employee handbook. But I know in the past when we've hired people, that has been something that has been discussed. And, you know, we've been fairly consistent in preferential treatment to residents in the past.
Well, if we can, it makes sense. If we can find personnel that live in the town, we want to hire town residents. We'll do that all day long. But I can tell you, we went through 26 resumes for the comptroller position, and maybe one or two in there were Lysander residents. And to find somebody to fit that position, it's going to be difficult.
Yeah, I think the way to look at it is we decide if we want to use that as a preference. You don't make that a criteria.
Well, right now it is a criteria, so you're going to have to change town law. Right now the comptroller has to be a town resident, so we'll have to change that to make it non-town town resident.
Well, there's two things, and I don't know the answer to either one. One, you could require somebody to be a town resident after you hire them. The other one is to make them be a town resident as a preference to hire. That's two different things. And all I'm saying is, if we're not bound to do it, which I don't think we are, then don't bind us, but allow us to use that if we want to.
But if it's not a tested position, right? And if it's preference, then we still have the decision whether or not.
Yeah, don't let the position dictate to the town what to do.
Yeah.
We decide what we want to do. And if you have two equal applicants and one lives in the town of Lysander and one doesn't,
you're going to take the town resident.
You don't have to, but do it.
You're going to take the town resident. Why wouldn't you?
Absolutely. You want to do that.
Yes.
But if you have a crappy town applicant from the town and one that's superlative outside of the town, I don't want to be bound to take the one from the town.
No, absolutely no.
So I want the best, the absolute best that Central New York or New York State could give us.
Okay.
Do you live in the town?
Yes, I do. I thought you were the way you're doing so good for it.
Okay. That's all that's on for the work session tonight.
That's it.
Do we have an executive session today or no?
We are going to have an executive session, but it won't it's going to be longer than a half an hour. So. Yeah, I don't think we can get done what we need to get done.
Bob, did you get anything back from the GBAC?
Regarding?
They did a...
Oh, nothing. No, I haven't heard. Oh, I was thinking about the Chamber of Commerce. No, I haven't heard anything.
Okay. I was just curious to see any update. It seemed like they were pretty concerned about trying to get something going, so I wasn't sure if there's been any.
No, I haven't heard from them at all. I think they have to have, what I told them, you know, when, well, it was, everybody was here, but, you know, they should at least talk with the town of Van Buren and the village before, and let's get together, you know, get all the attorneys together, and right, Tony? I think that's the most appropriate thing. Get all three of us with the attorneys, and let's...
The district and Lysander.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they still have to present the Van Buren.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just wasn't sure if anyone's heard.
Yeah, no, not yet. If I don't hear anything by the end of the month, I'll reach out to them, see where we're at.
I think the other towns are going to look at it the same way. Well, let's see if Lysander going to do it or not. You know, it doesn't make any sense to even...
Right.
Get involved unless everybody gets
right.
together first.
We'll get them together and see what they have to say. Yeah.
Hey, Matt. Can
yes.
I interrupt?
Sure.
Can I speak?
Sure.
All right. I'll raise my hand too if you grab her.
I think it's too late for that.
Is it? Oh, okay. Well, pretend that I did. It's my understanding that they asked in Beeville, anyways, the village, to be on the agenda the 18th of March.
Okay.
I don't know about Van Buren, but I think the village, they've asked for the 18th of March.
Okay.
So that's the last I heard.
Good.
Awesome.
I talked to the mayor, your brother, today. He didn't tell me that. We were talking about something else.
You may not have even known.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Keep it a secret from
him? Hey, you gotta go out.
The sewer consolidation, I think we should put that on our... at least work session for next week and talk about that a little bit.
If anybody, you guys all have a copy of the lease. If you have any questions, try to get them to me ahead of time.
I'll facilitate
between us and the county. You know, my concerns are still the same as we discussed the dispute resolution, actually spelling out the methods that's going to be used for capacity, and then, you know, the request that the design load increase for both of those on a controls be pursued as part of the agreement, at least agreed to be pursued as part of the agreement with the county.
Well, I can tell you that our county legislator, Brian May, has a pretty good understanding about the whole thing, and I would suggest that if you have any questions with it, to give him a call, because I did. And and I'm not going to speak for him, but it was pretty clear to me that some of the things that you said, I mean, a lot of the towns have that, but it's pretty clear to me, and from talking to Brian May, that the county is not going to change that document for individual towns.
I think it would just be an amendment.
I'll check with them, but I don't think that they're going to be willing to do that. But I think that we should all, I already spoke with them, but I think that you should talk to them yourself over the next couple of weeks and then, you know, ask them that, you know. But it was my understanding from him that they weren't willing to do that. So if that's the case, then we're going to have to make a decision on if we're going to accept it as is or not. And if we need to have further conversations with Mr. Mento, then we'll do that as well.
Just to give you a sense, at least from this person talking, I think it's a fine agreement. I just, you know, I like what I'm seeing or hearing.
Okay.
I guess I'm not smart enough to ask, you know, to find the cons in this thing. So,
well, like I said, Brian, he went through. I was on the phone with him for about an hour talking about that, and he gave me the history behind all of that, and some of the concerns that Al had were brought up by other people, and that document is kind of, and I might have misunderstood him, but I don't think I did, that document was going to be the document from the county. It didn't appear that it was going to be changed in any way, shape, or form. But I'm going to follow up with him anyway to see if anything else changed. And, you know, he's pretty good about getting back to people.
That's the same indication I got from the county attorney's office.
Yeah.
We discussed it. They said that would be individual changes.
Not going to happen, right. Yep. So. But I think we should, you know, discuss it next week, and maybe, you know, after you had a chance to talk to our county legislator, then, you know, maybe we'll be able to act on it in our next meeting as well. Because we do have some stuff that needs attention, and if we're going to do that, we're probably better off doing it sooner than later. With some of the things that we have to do, right? Yeah. So, might save us a little money. Okay. Anything else? No? All right. Call in to the work session at 6:35.